Between the Covers, a series designed around who and what can be done and achieved by patients, planning and working in a community of like-minded, successful people. This podcast series is for anyone looking at becoming a successful published author and those looking to understand the mind of a writer and the goals of a publisher. Proudly sponsored by Shoreline Publishing. Welcome and enjoy.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Between the Covers. My name is Bradley Shaw, and tonight I'm talking to author T.T. Roach about her beautiful children's book, Pogo, The Mini Paint Pony. Good evening, Tamara. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Good, and welcome to the show. And tonight, I'd love it if you could tell us all about Pogo, The Mini Paint Pony. I know, don't give away the ending, but just tell the listeners, you know, what was the intention for writing it and so forth, please.
Well, the intention was it was actually a bit of a life story. We actually really did acquire such a really naughty pony, and he actually created quite a bit of havoc. And it was not something that we were prepared for at all. So he was full of surprises, and he caused a lot of trouble. And even my neighbors couldn't get over that pony. Wow. It was quite the talk.
So it's based on a true story, influenced by a true story.
Yes.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So do you still have the horses? Do you still have him, the mini pony? What, or is it all?
No, he was
all past.
He was in America, and okay. So yeah, that was many years ago now.
Fair enough.
So, you know, it's just how things go.
Yeah. So the story itself was about, I mean, you wanted to share, obviously, this pony's adventures to other children to enjoy. So was it difficult to write? Was it hard to reflect many years ago back onto those memories and look back on that crazy horse?
Yeah. It was, you know, quite the experiment mentally.
Yeah.
I talked to my daughter and I asked her about her memories. And I talked to my son and their friends and some old neighbors. You know, the neighbors' tales were quite different to how we told it. Because he was always into mischief. And, my wood falls back then ended up with little pony marks all over them.
Oh, dear. Did you, when you were writing, this is your first book written, or had you written before, or?
No, I kind of journaled a bit, but no, this is actually my first book.
Well done. Okay. And is this something you wanted when you started writing and when you're constructing it, did you see publication as an option, or is it just more you were just making the stories for your own memories or for others just close to you?
Well, it was actually more for just a memoir for the children. And then I actually passed it along to a couple of friends' children just to see, you know, whether they thought the book was going to be okay. And they actually really loved it. And they, oh, is that it? And I'm like, oh, okay, well, I'll continue. Yeah.
Well, that's good feedback if they want more. And is there more coming? Have you written anything new? Have you got plans? What are you going to do after the release of this book and it's coming out? And
yeah, it's going to be three books total. So Snowy comes out next. He's this mischievous little papillon that gets up to all kinds of mischief. And he was quite the papillon. And then I got the third and last book, which was Buddy, the Lazy Labrador. So because he was a present for my son. So, and that actually is the whole story.
Wow.
From beginning
to pieces. All pieces together. So books, yeah, a series is coming. So for everybody listening, grab hold of Pogo, the Mini Paint Pony, and it's the first now, as a series coming. So what do you hope for the readers, Tamara, that they really do enjoy in this story? What's the hope for them, you know, as you share it?
Well, the hope is actually just for them to be able to have or relive the experiences we did. Because a lot of kids, they do get involved in animals and they love their animals. And a lot of the animals do create havoc, regardless whether it's a little mouse or whether it's this mini paint pony. I even have a parrot out here, a cockatoo, and he creates all kinds of havoc.
Yes, yes, I'm sure they do. And that's the thing too, we should clarify for the listeners, for parents and children, that yes, there is snow on the cover and through the book, because in America, in this particular area where the book is set, it's in a snowy Christmas. When in Australia, we have summer Christmas, and of course we get more wallabies and rabbits and kangaroos being havoc than ponies at times. I only clarify that just for the kids, because you're from America, aren't you, Tamara?
I was actually born and raised in Australia.
Yep.
And then I relocated to America after I got married.
Okay.
So for 20 years of my life, I was, over there. So
this is a hint of a little accent, that's all, but you must have adapted or adopted when you were over there, just a little piece of American on some of your words. It's all good.
The funny thing is that when I was over there, no one could understand me. When I come back, no one can understand me.
Yes. Well, I'm just clarifying for the listeners so they understand that, yes, there's snow in the book because it's based in, it's an American tale of an adventure you had in America. It's still a beautiful book. It is really about the children, the horse and the family's relationships, regardless of having a Christmas element. But, we're really excited to be bringing it out for you. So were there any challenges other than the memories and reliving those and stuff and researching some of it? Was there any challenges in the writing itself, being that it was your first book? Did you have to study on learning a few tricks and tips in writing the book?
No, actually the writing part, wasn't as bad as, like my brain was going faster than what I could type.
Mm-hmm.
Considering that, I'm no secretary by no means. I can't type like 45 words a minute. So that was a struggle. And then I'd have to go back and what was that? And so that was, I ended up writing notes and having sticky notes all over the place. But
just for the record. Just for everybody listening, she didn't just submit the book with sticky notes pasted all over it either. We did actually get a finished book. So, but are you happy with the book? Are you happy with the cover and the illustrations you've seen so far?
Yeah, actually, I was very excited about what the team at Shoreline Publishing had done, and it was exactly how I would have imagined it to be, bright and bold with, snow and the little girl and the pony. It was that's perfect. Oh, and it was like they could read my mind, and that was like so nice, just be able to have that easy communication with all the help, considering I was a new author. And it's quite a struggle. You can go enjoy it yourself, but it is really a struggle. It's not an easy thing to do.
It is a lot of work, and as I said, it takes time to build something bright and make sure everybody's happy with it, and so we can present it to the market the best way. And I'm really happy with it, and I'm glad you are, and I'm really excited about it coming out. It's a great Christmas gift, I think, for stocking fillers and for kids and for things for parents. So I hope people listening, Pogo the Mini Paint Pony by T.T. Roach. It is a beautiful little book. And it's a bigger children's book too. Some children's books sit around 24 to 30 pages. This one actually sits up around 50 pages. So there's a good little, it's a fairly good story. There's quite a lot of content in the story. It's not just all about these beautiful pictures. So Tamara's done a really great job of giving a good book for a bit of long-term enjoyment. A chapter a night over a couple of weeks would be awesome for kids to enjoy. Thank you, Tamara, for joining us tonight.
Well, thank you.
And, we're looking forward to the next steps in success. And, of course, following that on with the other books would be fabulous. We'll keep you posted on those, everyone listening. Thank you for joining us, and we'll see you next time. Be safe and stay well. And, thanks for listening and supporting Australian authors.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of Between the Covers, produced by Shoreline Publishing.